This is Radiophiles, a showcase and analysis of productions from the international radio art network, Radia. Today we visit Radio Helsinki in Graz in Austria.
I'm Max Höfler. I'm an author. And my main focus is on how to deal with different ways of symbolic order. That means I'm very interested in different media. So I'm not a specific radio artist. I'm coming from literature, but I'm also very interested, of course, in the setting of how to produce symbolic order in the media of radio.
I'm Johannes Wacker. I'm a computer programmer and doing web development for a living. I'm a hobby musician doing guitar noise music and my favorite Radio Helsinki station. I wanted to become a member of the Radio Helsinki, and later I also was in the board of the station and served there for, I think, 4 years or so, which was quite an interesting time.
Graz is a quite small city in Austria, although it's the second biggest city. It's just about 300,000 inhabitants. And when I moved here to study literature, I got in contact with the free radio scene with René Hofmüller. René Hofmüller was very and is very active in Graz, organizing a lot of exhibitions and radio art stuff. She was one of the founder of Radio Helsinki, and so I got into these scenes, and we tried to explore what this media is and how it is connected to other different art forms. And well, that was my first contact to Radio Helsinki.
In the 80s and 90s even, I think, there was a law in Austria which effectively put the ORF in the situation to broadcast radio, and no other association was allowed to do that. In this time, in the 90s, Radio Helsinki began with a pirate station under a different name back then. Also because of their pressure, they tried to legalize it. There was a change in the law, and then commercial radio stations began to transmit. And Radio Helsinki, under a different name back then, got a slot by law at Antenne Steiermark.
A commercial
radio, yeah. And they were allowed to transmit for some hours on Sundays or so, just a tiny slot. A year passed, and then they started with the real radio station, 24 hours and so. That was the story, and it was interesting because back then, when in the 90s, when only the ORF could, the Austrian Broadcasting Association could broadcast, there was a radio station in Slovenia which was called Radio Maribor International, and they transmitted from Slovenia to Graz. It was the only other station than the stations run by the state, which you could hear, and that was quite interesting because, for example, in Serbia and former Yugoslavia, every city had a free radio station. Everyone could do it more or less if they managed to not disturb the frequencies or so. So we had actually a monopole of a radio monopole, which was strange for a free country like Austria.
Yeah. Well, and when it got legal, they started, Radio Helsinki started a legal pirate radio, I don't know how to, a free radio. And it was self-organized, and it's still self-organized. And nowadays, I think Radio Helsinki is getting some, grants?
So funding from the state.
Funding from the state. And as well, the members of Radio Helsinki also have to pay a little amount of money to keep all the technic stuff and organizing stuff on. And well, it's still organized in a free way. But I think in the late 90s there had been a split, because it's organized as an association. And there was a part in the association that said, oh, we want to do more commercial thing and want to get in that direction. And there was a big split then, and then one part of it moved away and started the commercial radio. But Radio Helsinki as a free radio keeps on working in that free spirit.
I think they have 5 or 6 employees, part-time employees, and several hundred Mitglieder,
Members.
Members. Several hundred members, and 30 members who are able to vote at the association meetings. I don't know how many people are listening to this radio, but it's well known here in Graz and good established.
And their listeners displayed a particular sense of humor when it came to naming their station.
The radio asked the listener to give some names. And there was a survey, and at the end there was the name Radio Helsinki. And it's totally absurd, because we are far away from Helsinki and we don't have anything to do with Helsinki. So it was a good name, because describing an absurd situation, that's quite good for a free radio, I think.
Does anybody from Helsinki ever get in touch with you thinking you're their local radio?
No, not yet.
It happened to me when I moved moved to some conferences or so, because I'm a computer programmer and going to conferences and meet some people from Helsinki. They always ask me why this name, or even thinking of it's their local radio station, which is also called Radio Helsinki there.
So maybe we can talk to Johannes about his data radio. Can you tell people who don't know anything about this what it is, how it works?
Data radio is based on an idea to transmit data, like images, digital data or texts digitalized, over the radio network with sound as a coding medium. It's like the early modems of computers, which made sound, which you could actually hear. It's the same principle, like, and there are different encoding algorithms, like Morse code is one. I chose the specific encoding algorithm because it sounded nicely. I used different ones before for the first version of this piece, and then I chose one which sounded nicer. If I remember correctly, I think it's a manifesto from Luigi Rosolo that encoded with this specific algorithm I used and transmitted via the radio waves. And you could actually decode it when you receive it on your radio and attach it to a computer and use the same decoding algorithm which I used for encoding. And then you should get the decoded data, the manifesto from Luigi Rosolo. When I came up with the idea of doing that, that was for the NetArt Community Congress, which is run by MUAD, a local NetArt association. Back then I finished a book which is called This is Serbia Calling, which is about the radio station B92 in Belgrade. It's about their story when they started as a free radio station, and then the war came and they were oppressed and had to close at some times, and moved, for example, their web server over to the Netherlands, because this was a place where they could run it. They weren't allowed to transmit for some times and so. And during the war, they used directed radio waves to transmit digital data, because it was the only way to to transmit digital data back then. They had no internet connection. They could not establish an internet connection via the broken telephone lines. So they used this radio transmission technique. I thought this thing is actually a nice approach for this NetArt Community Congress. When the more or less fragile internet infrastructure is hit by something, this is always a method to transmit data between two places, this radio transmission technique. Yeah, they just wanted to show it, how to do it. Yeah, and I also used the Radio Helsinki station to transmit, to do a live transmission actually, of some digital data piece. And someone actually told me afterwards that he decoded what I transmitted, so it actually worked. Yeah, and then I got asked by Max Höfler to do a contribution based on this concept for the radio station. And yeah, this is, I think it's a perfect fit for radio because it's very tightly connected to the radio medium itself. And I actually also like this approach. Yeah, that's the story.
And now, radio show number 297, Data Radio Part 4, by Johannes Ragam for Radio Helsinki.
Hello, this is a show from radio. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners. Each week, we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across all of Europe and beyond. Are you up for it?
This is a transmission of an encoded digital picture over a civil terrestrial radio network, a radio fax. You can decode it using your computer. For more information and audio download, see kaum.at/dr4. kaum.at/dr4. This message is also sent as Morse code.
transmission. Find us on the internet, radio.fm. Over and out.
Just wanted to add that the nicest thing of the data radio, in my opinion, for me was using the radio network as a medium to transmit data. That was the most interesting and the root of the whole idea. Yeah, the encoding algorithms in general are not digital as you might imagine it, like it's like a Morse code or something is. They use different techniques to pack more data into a small time frame. So they use overlapping techniques and different frequencies overlapped at the same time, which can be distinguished by when decoding to transmit more data. People are always working on improving those encoding algorithms. For example, if you get a faster way to transmit data via the mobile phone network, it's always an improvement in encoding algorithms. And it gets just more complex always. And would, I mean, you couldn't hear anything if you listen to the transmission of digital data over LTE, so you, because it's just too fast.
I really like the idea of some sort of misuse or use a certain media for another things, for maybe subverting things. I really liked it, and I like the sonic aspect of it. I can hear that for hours. This it's like some meditation or something like that. Something like it's mm-hmm. sounding like an synthesizer doing some sparkling mm-hmm. stuff. And
what I also like to listen to is shortwave radio, middlewave radio noises. Yeah, it can also entertain me for quite a time. I mean, it's quite harsh to hear. It's not something I regularly hear. I like harsh music and I like noise music and stuff like that. But also, I mean, if I get annoyed by some sounds like my own, which I did for data radio, I just stop it and switch over to something else.
I like conceptual writing as well, so I like conceptual things. And that's why I'm interested in radio art, because it's another channel or another media you can think of and try different concepts you can only do in that media, in that very special media. It's about, how I said, a symbolic order and how to break it or play with that symbolic order. And that's always connected to power, political power, of course. It's always a political thing on the one hand, and and of course artistic pleasure or artistic, you know, that fire, you have to open up things, some new ways of don't know, thinking, maybe, in the best case.
Radiophiles is a mobile radio production for Documenta 14. For more information, visit mobile-radio.net.